所以我们这段时间呢，大家都还沉浸在圣诞节的那个假期的愉快当中哈。
So we're still immersed in the joyfulness of Christmas season.
然后我们就想到说，这是一个纪念耶稣的日子。
So this is the day that we remember the birth of Jesus.
特别讲到耶稣基督的降生。
We talked about the his birth.
他的降生就带来了世界的平安。
Because of his birth, that he brought peace to this world.
所以当我们在思想我们这个圣经的这个系列八福的一个系列，我们今天是最后一次讲，要讲为义受逼迫的。
When we're thinking about the blessings that he have brought us, the eight blessings that he talked about.
所以当我在默想这个为义受逼迫的时候，我就看见仿佛耶稣基督就在我们的面前。
When I was pondering about the title, the persecution because of righteousness, I thought about Jesus.
这是耶稣基督他在登山，就是他的那个在山上对众人讲到的这个重点。
This is the message that he talked to people about on the mount.
就讲到这个八福。
The eight blessings.
他最后用一个为义受逼迫的人有福了，当做一个结束。
The last one he talked about was blessed are those who were persecuted because of righteousness.
这其实就是他这一生的一个意象。
This is like his the vision of his life.
他这一生就是为义受逼迫，在地上33.5年的时间。
This is the ministry of his life for 33.5 years.
所以今天当我们在圣诞节的时候，我们来思想这个经文。
So during this Christmas season, when we are thinking about this particular verse,
就格外的有意义，因为他降生就是为义受逼迫。
It's especially meaningful because he is here to suffer for us.
那我们成为基督徒，我们是不是应该 follow 他的脚步，也不要怕为义受逼迫
？And we are Christian, aren't we supposed to be his followers?
那我们来念这段经文，我们仍然从第一节我们念起，哈，整个八福。
Let's read this passage.From Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 to 12.
好，这是最后一次念了，要念大声一点。
This is going to be the last time we read this year.
我指的是讲道当中最后一次念哈。
What I was referring to.
你回家还是可以继续念。
In our sermon.
好，我们一同来。耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说：虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。人易受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。我们可以用英文念第十节到第十二节，就重点在这三节里面。
OK, let's read verses 10 to 12 in English. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。这是你降生的月份，也是我们来数算、来思想你一生的工作，怎么样能够我们来 follow 你的脚步？在这段时间里面，我们想到你的降生，更想到你的受死，想到你的复活，想到你的升天，更盼望你的再来。主耶稣，我们求主来使用这段时间，让我们的心思意念能够被你话语中的奇妙所感动，也让我们的生命能够被改变，像你一样。求主来使用这段时间，祷告感谢，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。当我们在思想为义受逼迫的人有福了这段这个经文的时候，
When we're thinking about this particular verse about being persecuted for because of righteousness,
有一个很简单的问题就跑出来了。
There's a very simple question that came up.
为什么为义会受逼迫？
Why do people persecuted for righteousness?
为义表示我们做的是对的事情，为什么做对的事情的时候会被逼迫？
Why are people persecuted because they do the right thing?
这是一个不合理的一个事情。
It doesn't seem reasonable.
但是我们发现在我们的生活当中常常会出现。
But we have noticed that this happens many times in our life.
有时候我们在小的时候，我们特别在学校的时候。
Especially when we're little, when we're in school.
如果你大家都考试都在那边偷看的时候，你就是不偷看，别人就很讨厌你。
When everybody else is cheating, but you were not, so people would hate you about it.
或者大家都要去做一些恶作剧的时候，你说不要那个东西，我们不可以，老师会骂，那人家就很讨厌你。
And when other people are playing pranks and you don't want to, then people don't like you for that reason as well.
或者我们到了一个世界，当我们开始工作的时候，我们发现一些恶习啊，有的是收贿赂，有的是什么时候，你在里面，人家就很讨厌你，如果你不跟着去的话。
And also when you start working, if you're in a place where people are all taking bribes, doing the things that you don't think it's right to do, then people do not like you for that reason as well.
所以这就牵涉到一个问题，就是说好人做好事一定会被接纳，大家一定会说好吗？
So there's a question that comes up. Good people who do good deeds, are they always accepted?
常常不是这样。
Oftentimes, it is not it's not true.
好人做好事，只有在好人当中才会被接纳。
When people do good deeds, they're only accepted among the good.
好像在旧约的时候，我们想到有一个人叫做约瑟。
It's like in the Old Testament, Joseph.
他是一个正直的人。
He was a righteous man.
他的哥哥们呢，常常做坏事。
But his brothers often did something evil.
所以呢，他就不做坏事，他就做一件事情，他把他哥哥做的坏事告诉他的爸爸去报告。
So what he did was he went to tell his father about what his brother did.
让他的爸爸知道哥哥们需要被教导。
So his father would also train his brothers.
这是好事。
This is a good thing.
结果呢？
But what happened to him?
约瑟被丢到坑里面，最后被卖为奴隶。
He was thrown in to a ditch by his brothers and sold as a slave.
所以你是好人做好事，但是你在坏人当中，你就要被逼迫。
So if you're a good person who does good deeds, but if you're among the evil people, it's not considered good.
我记得我很小的时候，大概四五岁的时候，刚有记忆的时候。
I remember when I was about 4 or 5, I started to have some memory.
有一次，我的哥哥，我有一个哥哥一个姐姐，他们做了一件不好的事情，我已经忘了是什么事情。
I have an older brother and a sister, and they did something bad, but I don't remember what it was.
然后他告诉我说，你不可以跟爸爸妈妈讲。
But they specifically told me not to tell my parents.
然后我爸爸妈妈回来了，从外面。
And then when my parents came home from outside,
我就很兴冲冲地跑到爸爸妈妈面前。
I just ran to them.
我说哥哥跟姐姐没有做那个事哦。
I told them that the older brother and sister did not do that bad thing.
我哥哥姐姐到今天还是很爱我。
My brother and sister still love me to this day.
所以当你在一个不好的环境当中，你要坚持你的信仰，你要坚持做对的事情。
When you are in a bad environment, you're trying to hold on to your faith and to try to do the right thing.
我们会被逼迫。
We will be persecuted.
当我们在思想说为什么有这样子的事情。
Why does this happen?
所以当耶稣在教导的时候，他已经讲得很清楚，这是关乎到一个国度的问题。
Jesus, when he was talking about this particular blessing, he knew this is about two kingdoms.
不是两个人之间的问题。
It's not something between two people.
是两个国度之间的事情。
It's something about two kingdoms.
让我们来读一节经文，在哥罗西书一章第十三节。
Let's read a verse from Colossians chapter 1, verse 13.
这是我们一个得救的经历。
This is the experience that we have of being salvation.
我们一同来念。
Let's read it together.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the son he loves.
就讲到我们从前是在黑暗的权势之下。
Before we belonged to the kingdom of darkness.
是属于一个黑暗的国度。
We belonged to the kingdom of darkness.
但是当我们信了主以后，
But when we receive Jesus,
我们就被迁到爱子的国度里面。
We're transferred to the kingdom of the Son He loves.
就好像一个天国一样。
It's like the kingdom of heaven.
这是神把我们从黑暗的权势里面带到光明里面的一个过渡的一个过程。
This is the transition that God has brought us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
所以这里就有两个国度出来。
So there are two kingdoms right here.
一个是黑暗的国度。
There's one of the darkness.
一个是爱子光明的国度。
There's one of the sun that he loves.
我们从前都在黑暗的国度里面。
We used to belong to the kingdom of the darkness.
所以我们做的事情都属于黑暗的事情。
Whatever we did belonged to the darkness.
但是当我们迁到爱子光明的国度的时候。
But when we're transferred to the kingdom of the sun that he loves.
我们的心思意念被更新。
Our mind has been refreshed.
所以我们所行的都是光明的事情。
So whatever we do will become anew.
从前很多的罪。
Before we had many sins.
但是信了主以后，我们不会再想去犯那些罪。
But now our sins are washed away, and we do not think about doing those things.
因为这是国度的不同。
This is the difference between the two kingdoms.
在约翰福音十八章三十六节那边特别又讲到一段话。
In the book of John, chapter 18, verse 16.
好，我们再来念。
Let's read it together.
耶稣回答说：“我的国不属这世界。”我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人。只是我的国不属这世界。
Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is far from, is from another place."
所以这边就讲到一个属神耶稣基督，他讲他的国。
So here Jesus talked about the kingdom that belongs to him.
不是这个世界。
It's not of this world.
世界上面很多的事情，它在进行当中。
There are many things in this world that are still ongoing.
都是用人的，以人为主，什么样符合人的利益，什么样就是对的事情。
It is based on the human.
而且常常是离开神，不从神的观点来看这些事情。
It is only coming from the humanitarian point of view and not from God's point of view.
另外讲到一个神的耶稣基督的国度，所谓爱子的国度。
And but when we talk about the kingdom of the Son that He loves,
它是以基督为中心。
It is centered around Jesus Christ.
用圣经的准则当作行事的标准，这样的一个国度。
It is based on the principles that's taught in the Bible.
所以这是两个国度之间的一个对抗跟矛盾的一个情形。
This is a conflict between the two kingdoms.
这两个国度是没有办法彼此相容的，因为他们的根源不同。
These two kingdoms, because they have different sources, so they cannot coexist.
他们的价值观也不一样。
Their values are very different.
所以当两个国度各走各的没有问题。
But when the two kingdoms, if they go opposite, that's fine.
如果他们碰在一起，就会产生矛盾。
But if they encounter, though, you'll see the conflict.
黑暗的国度，他们不会接受光明的国度。
The kingdom of darkness would not accept the values of the kingdom of God.
光明的国度也没有办法接受黑暗的行为。
The kingdom of light would not accept the behaviors from the kingdom of darkness.
我们来再看一段经文，在约翰福音十五章十九节。
Let's read another verse, which is from the book of John 15.Verse 19.
好，我们再来读。
Let's read.
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. This is why the world hates you.
这边特别讲到说，你们若属世界。
Here especially talked about if you belong to the world.
原来那个字哈，属那个字，它是一个很特别的意思，它是代表一个出来的意思。
The word belong to means that out of.
意思就是一个根源，你从那个根源里面出来的，你从那个来源来的。
The meaning is that you come out of this source, this particular place.
意思就是说，当你是从世界里面出来的，从世界里面的根源，你的根是在世界的。
So when you are rooted in this world.
还是你的根是在耶稣基督的爱子国度里面出来的。
Or if you are rooted in the kingdom of the Son that God loves.
这个世界会恨那些被神所拣选的人。
This world would hate those people who belong to God.
因为他的根源是从天国，是从神的国里面出来，所以他的行为人家就不喜欢。
Because they're rooted in the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of darkness, they do not like those behaviors.
好像这是一个堕落的一个世界。
This is a fallen world.
但是当神的光来到的时候
，But when the light of God comes,
这个东西对他们来讲是一个外来的东西。
This is something foreign to them.
因此不能被接受。
They cannot accept it.
大家可以想到，我们最近科技的发达哈，很多的时候我们有这种器官的移植。
Let's think about all the technology advances that we have, and then the organ transplants.
当一个外来的器官放在我们的身体里面的时候。
When someone receives an organ transplant,
身体里面 自己就会产生一套，他的免疫系统就会产生一个 警告的一个讯息。
The immune system of that person who receives the transplant would generate something to adjust to the new organ.
告诉他说，这是一个告诉我们的身体说，这是一个外来的东西，我们要抵抗它，我们要把它赶出去。
Or attack this transplant, or trying to fight this new organ.
所以我们就要吃很多抗免疫的抗那种叫做什么排斥的药。
So people would have to take a lot of medication to in order for the adjustment to occur smoothly.
甚至常常要吃一辈子吃这个药。
And sometimes this person who received transplant would have to take the medication for life.
就是想到当这个国度你不是这国的人来了以后，一定会有逼迫。
So if you do not belong to this particular kingdom, there will be persecution.
所以在我们的世界当中，我们就常常看见，当我们处在，当我们是怀着一个天国的一个概念来到这个世上行事的时候，很多时候就会被逼迫。
So when if you do things according to the principles of the kingdom of God, then you will suffer in this world.
有一次我听到一个弟兄分享，他说他们在跟客户在开会。
One time, a brother told me about what happened to him, that he had a meeting with some customers.
在跟客户谈交谈当中呢，这个老板就叫这个就叫他啊，就是一个一点就是等于是骗客户一些欺骗的行为。
During their conversation discussion with their customers, this brother's boss has asked him to just cheat a little bit to the customers.
因为这个老板以为我们今天不这样骗的话，我们这笔生意今天就没有了。
Because his boss had thought that if they do not cheat a little bit, then they could not have completed the transaction.
所以这位弟兄跟我在分享的时候，他就非常的难过。他说，在这个情况下，我该怎么做
？So this brother, he felt very bad about it and asked me what I should done.
这就是一个光明的人，在这个世界里面，他会遇到许许多多的逼迫跟难处。
So this is a person who is in the kingdom of light would encounter in this world.
当我们小时候也是一样，当我们在做学生的时候，我们进到学校里面读书。
So when, like, when we are students, we are in school.
当学校教导我们说这个世界是自己来的，是进化来的。
So when school teaches that this world come as an evolving.
但是我们在教会里面，我们回到教会的时候，我们又说这个世界是上帝造的。
But when we come back to the church, we talk about where this world comes from, we know it's coming, it has come from God.
所以就两个思想就开始抵触矛盾，因为只有一个是真理。
So you have two ideologies that have conflict with each other.
所以小朋友们可能会 confuse, 是上帝创造了进化论，还是进化论创造了上帝。
So then we start to have this question, did God created this world or did evolution creates God?
所以非常的矛盾在这个当中。
So we see a lot of contradictions and conflicts.
所以在这个为义受逼迫的这个光景里面
，So when the righteous suffer because of righteousness，
我们只有两个选择。
There's only two options for us。
我们就是遵照神的旨意。第一个选择就是遵照神的旨意。
The first choice to obey the Lord and according to His will。
第二个选择就是用世界的方法去做，然后能够得到满足，我们物质上的满足。
So the other choice to follow the world and to pursue the materialistic satisfaction.
不管怎么做都会有奖赏。
No matter which option that you choose, there will be a consequence.
一个奖赏是立刻的奖赏，是好像现实当中得到的一个满足。
One consequence or reward is that instant gratification.
另外一种就是遵循神的旨意的时候，一有奖赏，那个奖赏在圣经当中告诉我们说，因为天国是他们的，是有福了。
The other choice is that the reward is coming from God andThat is, when you obey God's word and your reward is eternal, it's great.
一个奖赏是小的，是一个暂时的，地上的。
The first one is small and it's on this world and it's very temporary.
一个是大的，是永恒的，在天上的。
The other reward is great, it's eternal.
所以当我们立志要遵循神的旨意的时候，我们受逼迫，但是不要忘记是有大的奖赏。
So when we are determined to follow God's will, we just have to remember that there's eternal glory that is awaits for us in heaven.
在圣经当中他这边讲到十二节，他说你应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的奖赏是大的。
In the Bible it says that we should be joyful because the glory, the reward awaits for us in heaven is great.
他讲到欢喜快乐，尤其快乐这个字，它是用来形容人家手舞足蹈，你知道，好像中了那个彩券啊，什么那种很高兴的那种快乐，手舞足蹈的那种快乐。
The joy that is described here is it's the happiness so great that you'll be dancing. Because of the joyfulness.
而且当我们在行义的当中，你有一件事情是别人所没有的。
So when we are obeying God's will, there's one thing that nobody else would have.
就是一个心中的平安，因为你知道你在做对的事情。
The peace that you have in your heart because you know you're doing the right thing.
而且你会有一个满足感，你知道你自己没有跌倒，你会觉得一个满足，对自己的评价的一个满足。
And you will feel satisfied because you know you have done the right thing.
那就是为什么在在国内，在中国的被逼迫的时候，基督教被逼迫的时候。
So that's why when Christianity was really under attack in China.
尤其在共产党逼迫基督教的那个时间点。
Especially when during the period when the communism was attacking Christianity.
许许多多的人坚持不放弃他的信仰，受苦。
Many people have hold on to their faith and would not give up.
但是他们后来平反了以后，他们那个喜乐是大的。
But later on, when they were able to release from their imprisonment, their joy was very great.
但是许许多的人也跌倒了。
But during that time, many people also failed.
然后他们就后悔一生。
And they really regretted for life.
心中就没有平安。
They did not have peace in their life.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
不叫我们遇见这样子的逼迫。
Save us from such temptation and persecution.
但是逼迫来的时候，也求神给我们力量，让我们能够做对的事情。
And also, if persecution does occur, we just pray God would just pray to God that He would help us and give us strength to endure it.
当我们想到耶稣他的一生，他来到地上的时候，我们就发现他就是一个为义受逼迫的一个人生。
So when we think about Jesus' life, that what He has done on this earth, really His whole life is a life of persecution.
我们都在圣诞节的时候会去看一些马槽啊，牧羊人啊来拜他呀，天使博士啊也来朝拜啊这些。
So every time when we think about Christmas, we think about the manger, we think about the three wise men, the stars and everything.
好像这个耶稣基督真不错，躺在那个马槽里面做国王，好像还真不错。
We think that he has such a good life. He was peacefully lay in the manger.
可是没有想到，其实他是非常的suffer 的一个人生。
But we didn't know that his life was a life of suffering.
他其实在传道的当中，他也非常的 suffer.
During his ministry, it was not a very easy life for him.
物质的缺乏已经不用说了，非常的缺乏。
He did not have that many resources.
但是呢，还有一帮人是跟着他的。
But there was a group of followers that he had.
不只是门徒跟着他，是一群的所谓的法利赛人，那些要抓他把柄的人。
Not only there were his disciples, but there also was like a crowd that always was just following next to him, trying to find fault with him.
你会发现很有意思，圣经上面常常是记载，走到哪里就有人窥探耶稣，窥探他，意思说好像 spy 他，看你有没有做对。
In the Bible, it always says that wherever he went.There was a group of people that would follow him and spy on him.
如果你是这样子走在路上，没事就有人这样跟着你，然后看你有没有做对，你的感觉怎么样？
So if wherever you go, there's always someone following you, trying to see what you have done wrong or right. How would you feel?
不要说那些讨厌的人，那些我们在工作的时候，如果你的老板天天就蹲在你的旁边，看你有没有做对，你的感觉怎么样？
So how would you feel when you're working and your boss is hovering over you? How is your feeling?
是一个非常 tough 的一个环境。
He had a very tough environment.
最后他被逼钉在十字架上。
At the end, he was crucified on the cross.
然后我们也觉得很奇怪，他的罪状贴在他的那个上面，那个罪状是什么呢？
Well, it was very strange. What was his sentence when he was crucified?
我们如果贴一个人罪的话，比如说这个人是杀人，或者是抢劫，或者是偷窃，然后有个很清楚的罪状写在上面。
Some people was crucified because they were a killer or they did something else.
他那个牌子上写什么呢？
But what was Jesus' sentence?
耶稣犯罪的罪状是什么？
What was his sentence?
犹太人的王。
His sentence was that he was the king of Jews.
这是他的罪。
That was his sin.
所以光明实在不能被黑暗接受。
So light cannot be accepted by the darkness.
约翰福音第一章讲到，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
the book of John, chapter 1, that he went to his own place, but his own people would not accept him.
当我们想到耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，他往下看他这一些人，包含罗马兵丁，包含他的使徒，他的门徒，包含他的亲人。
So when he looked down from the cross, that he saw the Roman soldiers, his disciples, and his family.
每一个人都是他造的。
Everyone was created by him.
十字架。
The cross.
他钉在上面。
He was nailed to the cross.
他如果能回头看的话。
If he could look back.
这个木头是他造的。
The wood that he was nailed onto was also created by him.
钉子钉在他的手上。
The nails that was in his hand.
钉子是他造的。
The nails was also created by him.
所有的物质都是他造的。
All the substances were created by God.
而且他的手托住万有，这是希伯来书讲的，托住万有直到今天。
And his hands withhold the whole universe.
为义受逼迫。
He was persecuted for righteousness.
但是事情没有停在这里，因为他死了以后复活升天，就坐在至高者神的右边。
But things didn't just stop at the cross.He was arisen from the grave, and then he was sitting at the right hand of God.
赏赐是大的。
The reward is great.
当耶稣走过这段路的时候，他就给我们 set 了一个 model。当我们面临选择的时候，我们必须做对的事情。
After Jesus lived life, he helped us to. He presented us with the choice.
常常是为耶稣的名在受逼迫的时候，我们需要神来帮助我们。
A lot of times when we're persecuted because of his name.We need God's help.
我们发现，在圣经，当使徒们看见耶稣基督复活以后，所有的门徒都被复兴起来。
So in the Bible, we saw that when disciples saw Jesus arose from the dead, all of them were refreshed.
教会也复兴起来。
The church was renewed.
我就看见有许许多多人就为着神的名，为着耶稣基督，他们可以放下自己的生命。
So we saw many people who were willing to give up their lives for Jesus.
特别就讲到第一个殉道的人叫做斯提凡。
So the first model that martyr that we saw was Stephen.
他满得恩惠能力，在民间行了许多的神迹奇事。
He was full of spirit and he performed many miracles.
而且以智慧和圣灵说话，众人就抵挡不住。
And he spoke with wisdom and the Holy Spirit.
后来他被捉拿，甚至到最后被打死。
But at the end, he was arrested and stoned to death.
在殉道之前。
Before he died.
使徒行传第七章五十五节。
It was in Acts chapter 7, verse 55.
他被圣灵充满
He was full of the Holy Spirit.
定睛望天
He looked up to the sky.
看见神的荣耀
He saw the glory of God.
又看见一件不得了的事情
And he saw something else even greater.
他看见耶稣站在神的右边
He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
读到这里我也要站起来了
So when I read this, I wanted to stand up.
因为我读圣经的时候从来耶稣都是坐在神的右边
Because I remember all the verses that I read, Jesus was sitting at the right hand of God.
只有这个地方
Only in this place.
让我看到耶稣是站在父神的右边
Only in this verse that I saw that Jesus was standing at the right hand of God.
当耶稣看见他所爱的斯提凡受逼迫到要死的时候
When Jesus saw his disciple Stephen that was about to die because of him.
他从一个坐的一个姿势里面站起来了
He stood from where he was sitting.
一个至高的神为了他的儿女站起来了。
God that saw what his child was doing for him, he stood up for him.
因为在神的眼中看圣民之死极为宝贵。
Because it is very precious in God's eye.
他的赏赐是大的。
His reward is great.
因为他为义受逼迫。
Because he was persecuted because of righteousness.
后来许许多多的门徒也一样照样受很多很多的逼迫，但是他们被打。甚至被恐吓以后
，Many other disciples were threatened and they were beaten.
他们心里就大大欢喜，因为他们说这算是配为这名受辱，所以就极大的欢喜。
But they were joyful because they knew what they were enduring was worth the suffering.
所以一直下来，所有的不只是当代的门徒，连后面所有的这些跟着的教父。就是跟着门徒的学生的学生这一些人他们一样受到罗马政府很大的逼迫
It was not only that group of disciples that was persecuted also those generations behind him those Roman godfathers they also suffered because of Christianity
当时罗马政府规定了为了向该撒表示向皇帝表示忠诚你要向他烧香
So at the time in the Roman government, when you need to pledge your allegiance to Caesar and you need to burn incense.
你向他跪拜一年一次，你向他跪拜，然后就拿一个 certificate.
You need to kneel to Caesar and then you can get a certificate.
表示你对他忠心。
And then you, that would represent your loyalty to Caesar.
然后你就之后可以去随便拜你什么神，你尽量去拜，他不管你，因为你拿了那个 certificate.
And then after that, you are allowed to worship any other gods.
但是基督徒许许多多的人就是不愿意去拜。
But many Christians had chosen not to do so.
结果他们就被在竞技场里面就喂了狮子，有时候是逼迫，有时候被火烧。
And so many of those Christians were thrown in the lion's den and also tied to poles and burned.
受了很大的逼迫。
They were persecuted greatly.
有一次在教会里面呢，为了一些神学上的理念不同，开了一个大公的会议，一个低很重要的一个会议。
One time they had this big discussion about theological point of view.
是从各地的主教跟教会领袖一起来商讨一些神学上的一些议题。
They have gathered like all the bishops from all over the places to talk about this particular theological question.
325年就是西元325年，318个主教来到这个地方，叫尼西亚。
It was 325 years, and there were 318 of them who held this particular meeting.
在尼西亚这个地方开了一个大公，第一次的大公会议。
And they had this conference in Nicaea.
结果来的人318个主教。
There were 318 bishops at the time.
与会的人他们报告说，他们看见，到处看，他们发现。怎么数怎么数，数不到12个人是身体完全健全的。
They counted those 318 people who have attended the conference. No more than 12 people were like physically healthy.
有的人是没有眼睛，少了眼睛。
Some of them did not have eyes.
有的人是少了一只手。
Some of them lost their arms.
有许多是瘸着腿不能好好走路的人来了。
Some of them were limping.
都受了逼迫。
They were all persecuted before that time.
为义受逼迫。
They suffered for their faith.
但是，当逼迫过去以后，他们大大欢喜快乐。
But the persecution was over, and they rejoiced at this conference.
当这个时间慢慢的演进。
So when the time passed.
一直到了今天。
When we are standing here today.
我们觉得好像我们今天没有什么逼迫了。
We feel like there's no persecution among us.
我们可以很自由的聚会。
We have the freedom to worship.
现在的问题是我们要不要来，不是能不能来。
The question is not do we want to come and not if we can come.
我觉得我们这是一个太平盛世，是 peaceful 的一个 world， 我们不用担心了。
This is a very we're living in a very peaceful world. We don't have much to worry about.
但是911的事件就来了。
But then there come 9/11.
这件事情就打开我们的眼睛，就让我们感觉到。
It opened our eyes and we felt some threat was coming.
在世界上面有许许多多的人其实很恨美国人。
Then we realized that there were many people in this world that really did not like Americans.
恨到一个地步，他们愿意跟你同归于尽，他们愿意用自杀的方式来毁灭美国人。
Actually, they hated Americans so much that they're willing to be destroyed.Along with Americans.
因为这些西方的，特别是西方的宗教带给他们的就是一些痛苦。
Because they felt the Western religion has brought them so much suffering.
他们就回想到十字军东征的那些事情。
They remember the time when the crusade that had brought all this persecution upon them.
长久以来的仇恨。
And the long-lasting hatred.
恨基督。
Their hatred against Christ.
恨基督教。
Their hatred against Christianity.
恨美国。
Their hatred against the United States.
当我在思想这件事情的时候
，When I was thinking about this particular issue,
我觉得很无辜啊。
I really feel that we're so innocent.
其实美国没有像你们想象的那么敬虔啊。
Because the United States is no longer a very religious country.
为什么要这样来攻击美国呢
？Why do they even hate us so much?
韩国比美国敬虔多了。
The Koreans are much more pious than the Americans.
但是我们就知道说，在这个世界有两个国度在征战。
So we know that there are two kingdoms that are in conflict in this world.
真正到一个地步，即使在今天，大家知道，在过去的这个20世纪里面。
We know that there's in such conflict that in this in the 20th century.
为主殉道的人超过历年任何世纪。
The number of people who die for Christianity or for Christ are far greater than those before.
尤其在回教的国家里面，许许多多的逼迫。
Especially in the Muslim world, there were many persecutions upon Christians.
你要信了主，在那个世界里面，在那个家族里面，你一定会赶出家族，甚至有的会被迫害致死。
So if you become Christians in the Muslim world, you will be chased out of your family and then sometimes even put to death.
然后最近你会发现说，整个欧洲他们的形势已经在开始改变。
And nowadays, you may notice in Europe the horizon has changed a little bit.
从1990以后，90%的欧洲移民都是来自伊斯兰的国家。
Since 1990, 90% of the immigrants to Europe has come from the Muslim country. They're all Islam.
他们不止会移民的多，而且他们很会生。
Not only the number of immigrants are great, and also their birth rate is a lot higher.
所以在法国，一般的法国人生平均一个家庭是1.8个孩子。
So in France, the average birth rate is about 1.8 babies or children per family.
但是穆斯林是8.1倒过来，
八点一个孩子。But in the Muslim families, the birth rate is 8.1 per family.
我们家都赶不上。
We really cannot catch up with the birth rate.
现在欧洲有5200万个穆斯林。
In Europe nowadays there are 560 million Muslim.
有人估计说，在荷兰再过15年，穆斯林的人数会超过一半。
Some people are predicting that in Holland that in
15 years.
In 15 years, there will be more Muslim than the rest of the ethnicity there.
法国再过25年也是一样，回教人口会超过一半。
And then in France, in 25 years, it will be the same thing would happen.
最可怕的事情是这一些人移民到那个地方的时候，他们不融合的，就是说他们保持了回教的信仰。
And so the greatest thing is that when they emigrate to those countries, they do not assimilate to the cultures over there.
我们是需要和平。
We need peace.
但是背后国度一直在征战。
But behind peace, we see the kingdoms in conflict.
我们爱这些穆斯林。
We love these people.
我的祖父他们就是穆斯林。
My grandfather is Muslim.
还蛮敬虔的穆斯林。
They were very pious Muslims.
到我父亲的时候已经不是了。
When it was my father was not a Muslim.
我们爱他们。
We love them.
但是我们知道他们背后的那个势力是来自撒旦的一个权势，是一个黑暗的国度。
But we know that the power behind them has come from the kingdom of darkness.
我们今天在美国里面，我们发现不只有外面世界来的一个逼迫。
Today, in the United States, we know that there are persecution from this world.
好像一些回教的国家来的。
It's like the Islam power and the other persecution.
在国家的里面也有许许多多的逼迫。
And within our country, there are also many persecutions.
我们是一个基督教立国的国家，在美国。
This country is founded on Christianity.
可是你发现处处在在都在限制基督教的思想。
However, we have found many restrictions that have prohibited us from about our faith.
1962年，法院做了裁定，不准在教会公开的祷告。在学校。
In 1962, the Supreme Court has ruled that no more public prayers in school, public schools.
隔年1963年，不准在学校里面读圣经公开。
And in 1963, reading Bible in public school was also prohibited.
后来又说法院前面不准摆十诫。
And then also they were talking about there's no more display of the Ten Commandments in front of the courthouse.
好像整个主流社会就是要把基督把它赶在教国家以外，去基督化。
It seems like that the mainstream culture is trying to get rid of Christ from this country.
连我们那个。Milpitas 的我住在 Milpitas， 这个 Milpitas 的前面呢，到了 Christmas 的时候，它也不叫 Merry Christmas， 它叫 Happy Holidays。
Like I live in Milpitas, so in front of the Milpitas City Hall now, It doesn't say Merry Christmas. It's saying, instead, it's saying Happy Holiday.
后来我才知道，这个 officially 啊，现在都不能用 Christmas， 都叫 Holidays。
So now I understand that, like officially, we don't use Christmas anymore. We can only say Happy Holidays.
所以那个叫什么树呢？
So what tree is this?
Holiday tree.
It's called a holiday tree.
我们就是在这样的环境当中。
So we're living in an environment that is very skewed.
有一个组织叫做 ACLU.
There's a civil rights organization that's called ACLU.
它是专门为着民权打官司的一个团体。
This is the organization that particularly is active in civil rights.
它拥有非常庞大的一个律师团。只要你有任何你觉得你不够自由，你觉得基督教来辖制你，你就可以叫他们帮忙，他帮你免费打官司。
They have a very strong team of attorneys. If you feel like you're in any way threatened by Christianity or its belief, they will send out a group of attorneys to help you sue them for free of charge.
所以就是我们面对许许多多的在国内的一种逼迫。
So these are the persecutions that we're facing today.
另外在家庭里面我们有没有逼迫呢？
So in our families, are there any sufferings or conflicts?
感谢主，很多的家庭是好几代的基督教家庭，就没有问题。
So we thank God that there are some families that they have generations of Christians. There's not much problems.
因为他们大家同在爱子的国度里面。
Because they belong to the same kingdom of the Son that God loves.
但是当这个家庭是一个不信主的家庭，
But then when you have a family that's unbelieving,
突然之间有一个人信主了，
And all of a sudden one of the family member became a Christian.
这就好像一个身体呢，他那个肾坏了，然后呢放进一个新的肾，就开始不对了。
So it's like a failing organ that, and all of a sudden you put in a new transplant organ in your body.
就会开始排斥，要来抵挡，要来逼迫。
You start to see the resistance.
好的就是不讲话。
The good one, they just stay silent.
差的就开始阻挡，开始禁止。
But then, when it becomes the conflict, could also be resistance or fight.
尤其在在欧亚洲的这些国家，台湾甚至大陆都有。
So especially in the Asian countries, in Taiwan or China.
我就认识一个弟兄，他就是这样，他的妈妈拜非常的敬虔的拜。
I know of a brother that his mom worship.
所以他信主的时候，他妈妈就非常的气愤。
So when he became a Christian, that his mom was very angry at him.
从此就不跟儿子讲话了。
And she stopped talking to him.
但是这个儿子就很坚持。
But the son really just withheld his faith.
然后他对他的妈妈就更加的孝顺。
He even treated his mom even better and nicer.
就过了一两个月以后，他妈妈慢慢就软化下来。
And after several months that his mom was touched by what he did.
血浓于水。
Blood is thicker than water.
所以他们就仍然到后面就恢复了正常的关系。
And they restored their relationships.
还有在一个见证就讲到在国内啊，在江苏那边。
There was another testimony that I heard. It's in Jiangsu province in China.
有一个妇人，她的身体很不好，然后家里很穷。
There was a woman that he was very poor in health, and also the family was very poor as well.
然后她的丈夫又死了。
And her husband passed away.
后来她有机会信了主。
She had an opportunity to become a Christian.
然后就非常的喜乐，天天都唱诗歌。
She was very joyful and she was singing all the time.
她的婆婆听到她唱歌就非常的讨厌。
But then her mother-in-law, whenever she heard her singing, she was mad at her.
就常常会逼迫她，甚至打她。
She was mad at her to the point that she would hit her.
奇怪，打了她，她还唱。
But whenever she hit the woman, that she would continue to sing.
打完以后，打得越用力，回来以后唱得更高兴。
But whenever that happens, she was able to keep his joy, and then she was even singing even happier.
有一次她从外面回来。
One time that she came home from outside.
又唱诗歌。
She started to sing again.
婆婆就打她，太气了。
And her mother-in-law hit her again.
后来呢，他就回到他的房子里面去。
And so she returned to her own room.
然后他就跪下祷告。
She knelt and prayed.
他就为他的婆婆祝福祷告。
She prayed for her mother-in-law.
没想到婆婆在外面听到了。
And her mother-in-law overheard her.
听到都是祝福婆婆身体健康，祝福她的话。
The only thing she heard, she prayed was blessings for her.
她大受感动。
She was very touched.
就敲门要进去。
And so she knocked on the door and went in.
这媳妇以为她要来打她了。
So the daughter-in-law that thought that the mother-in-law was going to hit her again.
后来没想到婆婆说， 我也想信你的所信的神。
But then the mother-in-law at the time said, "I'm willing to receive your God."
于是很喜乐，跟着妻子，跟着他的媳妇一起唱。
She wants the joy that her daughter-in-law has, so they can sing together.
所以在家里面也会有逼迫。
So we will see persecution in our own household.
但是我们要知道，当我们面对的不是这个人，不是我们的家人。
But we need to know that whatever persecution we have is not the person that we are facing.
而是这个家，这个人，他被一个黑暗，他在黑暗的权势里面，所以我们对抗的是一个国度，黑暗的国度。
But the power that's behind the person, so we need to see the darkness, the power of the darkness behind this person.
哥林多后书第四章讲到说，这在黑暗当中的人，都是被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4:17, it says that all the people were blinded by this world.
所以我们是天上的国民，所以耶稣告诉我们说，我们不属这个世界。
So we're citizens of heaven. We do not belong to this world.
所以当我们能够忍耐，能够遵行神的道。
So when we can endure and obey God's will,
神的应许，天国我们要得着。
God promises the kingdom of heaven will belong to us.
而且我们会得着一个冠冕，就是荣耀的冠冕。
And we will receive a crown that is full of glory.
在中国在1964年。
In 1964 in China.
有一个人，他的名字叫以巴弗。
There was a guy whose name is Epaphras.
Epaphras. 他的经历影响了许许多多的人。
His life has touched many people.
他从小就是一个基督，就是从小就信基督。
He grew up as a Christian.
五年级的时候呢，但是他开始反叛。
In fifth grade, he started to rebel against his faith.
原来就是很爱主的，后来就开始怀疑。
He started out loving the Lord very much, but then he started to have doubts.
为什么神这么 powerful？ 为什么要抗战、要打仗，这么的辛苦，到处的逃命
？If God is so loving, why are there so much wars, and that we have to fly from war？
后来，他的妈妈就送给他一本《荒漠甘泉》。
And his mom gave him a book, The Streams in the Desert。
他每天就读，然后就得到很大的帮助。
He started to read that book, and he received a lot of help from the book。
后来，他就悔改。信主就真正得着这个主。
So after that he repented and then truly received he received Jesus and retained his personal faith.
正在高中的时候，他就奉献给神了。
And in high school he was able to consecrate himself to God.
高中毕业以后，他打算就是去侍奉主。
At that time he wanted to become a full-time servant for God.
常常祷告读经，一直是通宵的，到天亮。
He often study and pray all night long.
结果到后来他毕业了以后他就工作，他去教中学。
So when he graduated, he started teaching in high school.
别人中午都去吃饭，他在那边读圣经。
When people are eating lunch, then he was studying the Bible.
而且他吃饭的时候呢，他也要祷告。
And so when he was eating, he also say graces or pray to God.
就在1964年的时候。
And in 1964,
他被公安逮捕。
He was arrested.
他没有一点的紧张。
He wasn't nervous at all.
他就跟他的妻子握着手。
He shook his wife's hand.
就讲了两个字。
And he said two words to her.
靠主。
He said trust the Lord.
然后就上了车子。
And then he went with the he went into the jeep with the cops.
所以到了监狱里面呢，他自己就给自己一个界限。
He set himself a boundary in the prison.
他说我是不回答、不交代、不认罪、不悔改。
He said, "I will not answer, I will not confess, and I will not repent."
所以这些官员对他很头痛。
So these officials, these Chinese officials, don't know what to do with him.
最讨厌的就是他吃饭前他一定要祷告。
Especially he prayed before he eats.
他说你就在心里面默祷就算了。
They told him just pray in your heart.
他说不，我要讲出来。
He said, "No, I have to pray out loud."
到最后，官员就跟他讲说：“你要吃饭就不准祷告，你要祷告就没有饭吃。”
So finally, the officials told him that if you want to pray, there'll be no meal for you, or there'll be no meal for you if you there'll be meal for you if you don't pray.
他就把碗筷还给公安，那就不吃了。
So then he returned the meals to the official and said, "I won't eat."
结果过了四五天以后
，and after four or five days,
这官员也紧张了。
the officials was started to become nervous.
他说你不吃饭，你是绝食，你是跟政府作对。
If you don't eat, you're fasting, you're against the government.
最后就判他终身监禁。
So he was sentenced to life.
结果在狱中里面呢，还是不准他吃饭。
So in the prison, he couldn't eat either.
你只要不祷告，你就给你饭吃，但是你要祷告，我们就不给你饭吃。
Same thing, they offer him that if you don't pray, we will give you meal, but if you pray, you cannot eat.
但是因为怕他就这样死掉，所以呢，每三天就把他带到一个房间里面去，叫他那边的吃，不要影响别人，还是给他一顿饭吃。
But they also, the officials were afraid that he'll die of starvation, so every 3 days they would took him from out of the prison and take him to a room and let him eat a meal.
他就大胆的、大声的祷告、谢饭、吃饭。
So when he was brought to the room, he would pray out loud and then thank the Lord for his meal.
所以有一次，这官员对他实在没有办法，就跟他讲。
So finally, the official could not help but told him.
他说：“只要你能呼吁的话，你就让你祷告吃饭。”
If you can say something, then I'll let you pray and eat.
毛主席万岁！
Say long live Chairman Mao.
你就可以祷告吃饭。
Then you can pray and eat.
结果他就说了。
Then he said something.
我祝毛主席身体健康。
I wish Chairman Mao health.
他们就说有救了，有救了，他终于开通了哈。
So the officials were very happy that he was thinking that he was turning around.
就那一天就对他好得不得了，给他三顿饭，好好的给他吃。
So they treated him very well and gave him three meals that particular day.
隔天再回来。
And then the following day they came back to him.
跟他说你有好的开始。
He said you have started a good beginning.
改造快成功了。
The reformation is almost there.
你现在要开始说毛主席万岁。
So now you need to say long live Chairman Mao.
他说我不能说毛主席万岁。
Then he replied, I cannot say that.
他说毛主席万岁呢是把他当神拜，我不能说。
If I say long live Chairman Mao, that means I'm worshiping him as a deity.
我只能祝他身体健康，因为圣经上说要为在上执政掌权的祷告。
Because I can only bless him, wish him have good health.Because in the Bible, it also says that you pray for your officials.
结果官员一气之下又不给他饭吃。
So then the officials were mad at him again, and they do not provide him.
到最后实在没有办法改变他，到最后就算了，就让他去了。
So at the end, they really did not know what to do. They just let it go.
结果到后来这些改革开放以后呢，在这个监狱里面关了200多个犯人呢，都是无期徒刑的犯人，都陆续得到释放。
So after the period of time, then there were like 200 some people who were sentenced to life. They're starting to release those prisoners.
最后只剩下他一个。
And he was the last one.
别人就说你也可以跟人家一样啊，写一封信就平反了，就出狱了。
They told him that as long as you just write a letter and then you are free to go.
但是他拒绝。
But he refused.
他说我一点不悔改。
He said, I'm not going to repent anything.
我一点不认罪。
I cannot confess anything.
到最后到一个地步，这个监狱的这个官员就看他表现良好、勤劳，所以呢有悔改的表现，就强迫他出去。
So at the end, the official was willing to let him go because of his good behavior in prison and want to release him.
没想到这个以巴弗他不要出去，他说我没有悔改，我到死也没有悔改，所以他不要出去。
But this, Epaphras said that I did not repent, I do not want to go.
他写信给法院说我不悔改，我不能出狱。
He wrote to the court say.I do not repent. I cannot leave the prison.
过了六年以后，他被强制带出监狱。
And after 6 years, he was taken out of the prison.
他就想到说，我到死我都没有悔改，我为什么可以被放出来？
He said that I have not repented till death. How come they are releasing me?
可是现在已经在监狱外面了，怎么办？进不去了。
But now he's out of the prison.
他也不想回家了。
He did not want to go home.
他就在监狱的隔壁租了一个房子。
So he rented a house like right next to the prison.
他把自己关起来。
He imprisoned himself.
而且呢，他规定自己一个礼拜只有礼拜一跟礼拜四吃饭。
And then he only allowed himself to eat on Monday and Thursday.
好像在监狱一样。
As if he was still in the prison.
一直到2002年他去世。
And he did that until 2002 when he passed away.
他在这当中写了许许多多的信来帮助在国内的教会弟兄姐妹。
During that period of time, he wrote many letters to brothers and sisters in Christ.
带下极大的安慰。
He brought a lot of comfort to those believers.
为义受逼迫。
Persecuted because of righteousness.
这样的人有福了。
Blessed are those people.
因为天国是他们的。
Because the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们实在带着一个敬畏的心来到你的面前，我们知道你所赐的是一个赐平安的心，我们愿意在这个地上行你所喜悦的事。但是主啊，我们常常会遭遇到一些逼迫，有时候我们是做对的事情，有的时候我们是因为你的名被逼迫。但主啊，不管怎么样，求你给我们那一份力量，让我们遇见试探或者让我们遇见难处的时候，我们能够借着你给我们的力量，我们能够胜过，因为我们知道后面的赏赐是大的，我们应当欢喜快乐在其中。求主来帮助，不管我们是父母大人或者我们的孩子们在学校或者我们在外面的时候，我们会遇见许许多多不同的挑战，让我们能够站立得稳，能够坚守你所给我们的这样的一个真道，好叫你的名能够得着荣耀。求主来帮助我们，我们谢谢主，也愿你降临的这个信息，为义受逼迫的信息，成为我们一生的信息。我们这样子祷告感谢，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们来唱一首诗歌。